This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And now it's time for Makarep, and we have Sean Panis in the studios with us. So UK lawmakers have labelled Facebook a digital gangster that must be controlled urgently. This comes after a new report published by lawmakers and after an 18-month investigation, they found that Facebook knowingly violated data privacy and anti-competition laws.
Yeah, so lawmakers from the UK Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee, they say companies like Facebook shouldn't be allowed to behave, like you say, digital gangsters in the online world because they are considering themselves to be above the law. In fact, the committee also accused Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg of showing contempt towards the UK Parliament. And this is because Zuckerberg allegedly declined to testify in front of UK lawmakers, but he chose to appear in front of the US and EU lawmakers to be questioned previously about data collection practices. But for Britain, the report says Facebook only sent a company rep, and Facebook, of course, responded to some of this, saying there was enough cooperation given and that they answered more than 700 questions with four senior executives giving evidence as well.
So UK lawmakers have also published new internal emails related to a California lawsuit between Facebook and app developer 643. This includes emails allegedly showing Facebook kind of giving companies special access to users' personal data, which is not a new accusation as far as Facebook goes. So the kind of vibe or feeling I get with this report is that the UK is going to amend some of its cyber laws.
Yes, regarding the email itself, Facebook said the documents omitted important context and only revealed one side of the story. And this has been going on for a while. Every time someone accuses Facebook something, they'll respond saying that, well, it was not the full story. But you're right, the lawmakers are calling for an independent regulator for social media sites. They also want a mandatory code of conduct that will punish companies like Facebook when they break the law. I'd like to go back to this rather interesting comments made by Sean Parker. He's an early Facebook investor and also the founder of Napster. Back in 2017, he said Mark Zuckerberg knowingly created a monster that's designed to be addictive. And he said it was designed to consume people. And all this time, everyone thought it was designed for people to consume. So these sort of suggestions have been there for some time, but hopefully, the public dialogue that happens when these reports come out and surface will make the internet a safer place for everyone, I guess.
Right. And back home on Bursa, Malaysia, Southern Steel Berhad was among the top decliners today. What's the update on the counter?
Yeah, Southern Steel lost about 10 cents this morning, and this comes after the group reported a net loss of 44.4 million ringgit, and this is due to declining sales in volume and selling prices. This figure looks rather magnified considering they posted a net profit of over 69.9 million ringgit for the same period a year ago, and this was also Southern Steel's first loss-making quarter since Q4 financial year 2016, and at 5 o'clock, the counter recovered a bit to close down at 8.3% at 82 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.